This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is retired U.S. Army Colonel Bob McGinnis, who's now a senior strategist with the U.S. Army. We want to get his thoughts on President Obama's decision to accept the resignation of the now former commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, Stanley McChrystal, and replace him with General David Petraeus, who, of course, was once the headman in Iraq and is currently head of U.S. Central Command. But Colonel McGinnis also has some serious concerns about the current policy we're pursuing in Afghanistan. And, Colonel, it's always great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Greg.
What's your thought on the president's shuffle at the top today? Most people, I guess, saw it was coming. Necessarily, the move to Petraeus wasn't foreseen by a lot of people, at least publicly. What do you make of the decision? Did he really have another choice?
No, I'm not sure he really had another choice. Obviously, even McChrystal demonstrated poor judgment in allowing a reporter to go into the inner sanctums of his command and carry a tape recorder and record whatever he saw. And then he vetted that particular article with the staff, and they apparently didn't show any objections. So I just think that that's not appropriate. You need to show deference to your civil authorities. You may not agree with them, you may not like them, but under our constitutional system, military leaders work for the civilians and not the other way around. And then, of course, there are demonstration of serious problems with command climate, which were very problematic for me. I frankly think that the choice was very good. I applaud the president's decision to ask Dave Petraeus to step back into the helm in Afghanistan for a number of reasons. First of all, there's no question in my mind that Dave Petraeus knows the plan. He obviously reviewed the plan carefully as it was being considered and then presented to the nation by the president last December. He also knows the problems on the ground. He's followed them day by day, problem by problem. He knows the issues we have with Karzai, with the Taliban, with Pakistan, and so forth. So we won't miss a step between Petraeus taking over and McChrystal leaving, which is good. Now, Petraeus obviously is going to pull his own staff. He'll pick and choose those people on the Central Command staff, and he'll move them to Bagram Air Force Base, where the forces, where the new command will be located. And then, of course, I think it's important that we understand that what Dave Petraeus did in Iraq is going to be different from Afghanistan. Iraq was a fairly modern country, even though you may not believe that by looking at some of the pictures. But Afghanistan is clearly stuck in the 14th century. It has little infrastructure. It's larger than Iraq. It has 33 million more people than Iraq. And it has a domestic enemy known as the Taliban that is really a compilation of Islamists as well as warlords and a combination of other things. So different setting, different enemy, different circumstances. Dave obviously knows the counterinsurgency doctrine. He and General Mathis down at Joint Forces Command wrote that and published it a couple years back before he went over to Iraq and then has put that country on, I think, a fairly good target. Now, with regard to what happens at this particular point, I am very concerned that no matter who's at the helm, we still have these serious issues. We don't have a good partner over there. Certainly President Hamid Karzai has shown some proclivity to want to negotiate on the side with the Taliban. And is working with the Pakistanis, which could be good if he was working hand in glove with us, but I'm not sure that he is, and that's very problematic. So we'll have to wait and see what Petraeus brings to the table that's perhaps different than McChrystal.
We're talking with retired U.S. Army Colonel Bob McGinnis, now a senior strategist with the U.S. Army. And Colonel, one of the things that has been mentioned, well, really a lot since December, and I think it maybe even came up in that Rolling Stone piece, was the frustration over the announced timetable to at least begin withdrawing forces by the summer of next year. How big of an issue is that to you, and how much should that be downplayed, if at all? Because we've heard from both Petraeus and McChrystal that that's a guideline and not necessarily set in stone.
Yeah, I tend to very much agree with them that it needs to be a guideline, perhaps. I know that there's a political equation there, and that's very problematic for the president. But you have to understand that when you look at counterinsurgencies over, say, the last 60, 70 years, that less than a third have so-called been won in anything less than about 14 years on average. We've only been legitimately fighting a counterinsurgency for the last year at best. And though I agree with certain aspects of their counterinsurgency plan, if you're going to, quote, win, and you need to define what winning is, but if you're going to, quote, win, you have to be willing to commit the resources. And if you draw a line in the sand saying we're going to start withdrawing our forces in 13 months, then you've already told the enemy that you aren't resilient enough to win long term, which is what a counterinsurgency requires. Now, winning to me is leaving a democratically leaning pro-U.S. government in place, a nation that can secure itself, a nation that isn't abused by its neighbors like Iran and Pakistan, and that it doesn't have a reemergent, base of operation for al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups that are transnational. That seems to me an equation that we ought to live with, but the reality is that I'm not sure we can obtain that in the time that we have left.
Colonel, just about a minute left in our conversation here, and obviously the president's plan that he outlined in December is not fully implemented yet. Troops are still on their way there, and different operations are yet to unfold. What would you suggest is about the time we should give this latest strategy to reap some results before we can determine whether it's a success or not?
Well, General McChrystal said himself he expected to have some measurable indicators by the December reassessment time. In other words, a year after the president's announcement. And that seems to be reasonable. The problem is that we went into Marjof in the Helmand province with the intent of proving the concept, and that stumbled badly. And then we were going to go into Kandahar this month, which is the second largest city in Afghanistan, and we were going to try to demonstrate that we could do it there. And if we could do it there, then clearly we would be turning this all around. At this point, it doesn't look as if we're going into Kandahar anytime soon, and then it's going to be a bit untraditional in our approach. So December at the very earliest, it could be this time next year before we have any real good indication whether or not this particular approach is going to work.
Very interesting. Colonel, as always, thank you so much for your time and your insight.
Thank you, Greg.
Retired U.S. Army Colonel Bob McGinnis, now a senior strategist with the U.S. Army. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.